Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. Chamber was founded in 1924. We are celebrating our 90-year anniversary, which is pretty cool. We have over 500 business members, and we build lifelong relationships, and we promote our members and advocate for business interests in Carroll County. And today my guest is Dr. Robert Wack, director of pediatric services at Frederick Memorial Hospital. Also, a member of the Westminster City Council for the past 10 years, and the actual council president since May of 2013. And he is a Westminster resident with his wife and three kids. So welcome, Dr. Wack.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
Good morning. Good to have you. So you're not all that busy, are you? You got a lot of stuff going on, right?
Yeah, I'm a little bit busy.
What do you do in your spare time?
I sleep.
That's a good thing. That's what I would do, too. All right, today we're here to talk about broadband internet and what it means to Westminster and Carroll County. And that's the thing that when you got that slow internet working at your house, you want to like smash your screen. So we're talking about how to make it faster. And we're going to talk a little bit about the informative broadband symposium being held on Wednesday, October 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Carroll Community College. And this is an event through the Carroll Technology Council. So you have been a driving force behind this event. But it's really an actual community collaboration, correct?
Yes, it's a team effort.
So there are a lot of folks involved. I know some of the actual broadband, some of the broadband community partners are the Carroll Technology Council. And again, they are taking a, like an actual lead role in this event. Carroll Community College, Carroll County Economic Development, the City of Westminster, Carroll County Public Library, Carroll County Public Schools, Carroll 2030, our Community Media Center, Carroll County Government, and the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. And our corporate sponsor is Quantum Internet, without which this event would not be happening. So let's get right into the questions, because you are the expert. You are the expert with this. What is broadband?
So in very general, simple terms, broadband is the ability to move large amounts of data between two locations. It's a term describing data capacity.
Okay. So for the average person listening, what does that mean to them at their house?
That means how quickly you can download a web page, how quickly you can download a movie, and also the quality of when that movie, if you're streaming something, what it looks like on the screen.
Okay.
Is determined by how much broadband you have and how much capacity your connection has.
So we're getting pretty spoiled these days. When you go online and it's slow, it's still way better than it used to be X number of years ago, but it's nowhere near what broadband could actually give us, right?
Yes. There's places around the world where what we have today is like what our initial dial-up connections are. What we have today is okay,
yeah.
but we could do a lot better. And we're falling farther and farther behind the rest of the world every day.
All right, and why should folks actually care about this? I mean, what does this mean to the average person in Carroll?
Well, it's a basic way of connecting to the world. It's if you're doing business and you are moving any kind of information file around, this is time is money.
Time is money.
And if it takes you forever to move a file, that's you're wasting time. That's decreasing your productivity, decreasing your efficiency. So all areas of the business world see this as an essential tool for being successful in business. In terms of at home, it's becoming a bigger and bigger part of education, and more of kids' educational experiences moving online, and having a good connection and a fast connection is very important. And then in terms of recreational, most of our entertainment now is coming from streaming from somewhere, whether the internet or from broadcasters, and it's all in digital. So if you don't have a good connection, it affects the quality of your entertainment experience.
So what are we doing about this actually locally here?
So we've, in Carroll County generally, we've actually been kind of on the cutting edge of this from very early on. Back in 2004, the county started working on a local network called the Carroll County Public Network. And we were one of the first in the states to start, one of the first in the state of Maryland to start doing that.
Okay.
And that was up and running, you know, within a few years. And then the rest of the states started catching up. And now we want to take it to the next level in the city of Westminster by extending that fiber, not just around the county, but also to every home and business in the city of Westminster.
Okay.
And that's been one of the catalysts for this increased interest in broadband recently.
Okay. So there's a big event that we've got coming up on October 8th, and really this is being hosted by the Carroll Tech Council. What's that nice little catchy name that we've got for this one?
Carroll at the Speed of Light. It's an attempt to start a dialogue, start a conversation in our community about how is the potential for broadband going to transform our community, both for businesses and for residential customers?
Sure.
What are the possibilities? It's not just about downloading things from the internet, and it's not just about what kind of movies you can watch, but it's also about brand new services that we can't even imagine now in terms of healthcare, cloud services, smart homes, ways of conserving energy, and then also in terms of job creation and laying the foundation for creating the businesses of the 21st century, the next Amazon, the next Google. You know, there are kids in our community right now who, if they are given the opportunity and if we create the infrastructure, they're going to do stuff like that. But
sure,
they can't do it unless we set the table for them.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this then. If somebody would want to go to this event, how do they do that? Who do they call? Where do they go on the web?
So on the web, you can go to the Carroll Tech Council website, which is carrolltechcouncil, all one word, .org. And there's a registration page there, and it's $10 for a ticket. And that $10 not only gets you entrance to the event.
Gets you a nice meal, too, right?
Very nice meal. Thanks to Quantum Internet, who sponsored this. They're going to have some very nice food. Or you can call the Tech Council at 443-244-1262 and speak with the folks there, and they can hook you up.
That's great. Well, we'll bring that information back again at the end. What can we expect at the event? I mean, what kind of information are we going to have?
So from 6 to 7, it's going to be a networking time, as well as there are going to be some demos there of some interesting technologies. One that's been a real eye-opener for me is the 4K ultra-high-def television screens. This is the next generation
Else to buy.
Oh, yeah. When you see this, you're going to start saving your money, because these screens, in terms of the resolution, the detail,
it's like you could like walk right into it.
It's mind-blowing. And but these screens require, if you're going to be streaming anything off the internet, they require a big broadband connection, because the amount of information that is being displayed on that screen exceeds the capacity of current internet connections that are available in our community. In Europe, for example, the World Cup this year was broadcast in 4K.
Ooh.
And the whole world is moving to this 4K standard. And so we've got to be ready for that.
Mm.
But it takes your viewing experience to a completely different level. So there'll be a demo of that,
okay,
showing 4K versus standard HD and how much different
Wow.
it looks.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
So who should come to this? Who should come to this event? Should it be like business owners? Should it be residents?
Anybody? Certainly business owners. They will get a sense of what's coming for our community and get a sense of how this could benefit their business. But also anybody really in the community with an interest in this technology, an interest in seeing where our community's going, and anybody who's got an idea for how to use this. Because just like when electricity was brought to rural communities back in the 20s and 30s, things like the TV, the electric dishwasher, the fax machine, the personal computer,
anything,
none of those things were invented.
That's right.
But they all required electricity. And by the same token, there are things that will require this broadband infrastructure that we haven't even dreamed of yet. But like I said, the kids in school today, some of them have those ideas.
That's exciting.
And we have to be ready so that they can do those things here in Carroll County.
So okay, let me put you on the spot. We didn't talk about this before, but broadband to this area actually being here and a reality. When is that all going to happen?
So City of Westminster, well, today we have the Carroll County network that is delivering incredibly high capacity services to county office buildings and to the school system. The school system has a very fast network. So it's here.
Okay.
But for the business customers, for the residential customers, the Westminster fiber network, we're underway with that right now. We'll have pieces of that already installed by the end of this year, and we're in the process of talking to different service providers who are going to be lighting up that fiber and providing those services end of this year, early next year for some people in the areas that we're working on right now. So it's coming soon.
That's exciting. Well, listen, I think we're out of time. I want to thank you so much for being here with me this morning.
Thank you, Mike.
And once again, I have been talking to Dr. Robert Wack, who's Director of Pediatric Services at Frederick Memorial Hospital and also President of the Westminster City Council. And just one last time, let's bring it back. I'll bring it back just to give them the information again where they can go to obtain tickets to this exciting event on October 8th.
Sure. It's the Carroll Technology Council, and that's CarrollTechCouncil, all one word, .org. And you can buy tickets there on the webpage, or you can call 443-244-1262.
Excellent. And again, that's going to be Wednesday, October 8th from 6 to 9 at Carroll Community College. A couple quick announcements for you. The Chamber is going to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day, March 11th through the 18th. And we'd love to have some folks come. In fact, Dr. Wack, I think you should come along with us. You could use a break. You work too hard. We're also offering our fall membership special right now. So if you sign up and join for next year, you get the rest of this year for free. That's a sweet deal. You can reach us at carrollcountychamber.org, or you can call our office at 410-848-9050. Or you can stop off at our office. We're at 9 East Main Street in downtown Westminster. So thanks again for listening this morning. Have a wonderful Sunday. Do something special with family and friends today, and God bless.